Let's go to the third chapter of the book of Acts. Now, let me remind you of this, and particularly those of you that are watching online that are maybe not heard these kind of things before. They didn't realize it. They did not realize that he was training them and teaching them for after his resurrection. But then he gave each one of them final instructions. He appeared to them. He appeared to up to 500. Then there was a resurrection from the dead that right there after his, amen, of other people. Mm-hmm. And he was giving instructions. How do you do this? What do you do? How do you move in this kind of ministry? Acts of the Apostles. The former treaty I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. And he talked about it, and then came suddenly a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. John, all of them were there, including his mother. Mm-hmm. Yep. Catholic people. I'm telling you, one of the greatest moves of God. And I had the distinct honor and privilege of meeting Pope Francis. And I won't go into all the ways it came about, but one of my spiritual sons became a very close friend of his back when he was in Argentina. Anyway, and there were eight of us that were invited to come there and meet with him. I'm telling you, people, God is doing things in this time. And so we had our 15 minutes with him. Then he said, now, my assistant here will take you through the basilica, and you'll go down from my quarters, and he'll show you some things that the public doesn't get to see. And we spent that time. Now, all of this has to do with healing. Now, listen to me. We spent that time in there, and then we went up and had lunch with him. Gorgeous place. And had the time to spend with him in that place and hear him talk about healing and talk about the people. And I'm telling you, he just prays in the spirit and moves among the people, and they start getting healed all over the place. Amen. Amen. And Pope John said, I fear we will have a future pope that is not baptized in the spirit and we lose our power. Well, this one sure is. This is amazing. Now, let's go here to the book of Acts. And you come down to this third chapter. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, or three o'clock in the afternoon. A certain man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, how many times do, just go look in the book of Mark alone and find out how many times Jesus went into that temple and that man was right there. You think he passed him by? No. He was expecting, he said, here's my boys. Here they are. Well, he knew Jesus was crucified. He was there at the temple. He had a prime spot. He proved to the priest that he could not walk and never had walked. People going in and out of there, you know good and well, there was a standing order, I'm saying, that every time Judas passed by there, I mean, you put something into his hand. Well, why didn't Jesus raise him up? I only do what I see my Father do. Amen. So here you are. Glory to God. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Well, what happened to it? Some say that he didn't have anything on him. He's going to temple, but but nevertheless, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, he took Jesus spoke to that woman, and then he laid hands on her. He spoke to that man. He made the demand in that name. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He, leaping up and walked, entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And somebody out there, you can walk and leap and praise God and get out of that chair. Amen. Do it right now in Jesus' name. Yes. Right now in Jesus' name. I've seen it happen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a woman. I'm telling you. She was in a wheelchair, and I walked down there to her, and she was in that chair, and they rolled her in there. And I walked over there, and I said to her, I said, it's not going to be long that that chair is going to be history. And I just touched her. And when I turned my back, she got up out of that thing and she kind of stumbled around and then she kind of got sassy about it. And here she came. Then I found out later that she was from something like 300 miles away. And she said, you get me there because I'm going to be healed when I get there. Now, you get me. You get me there. They had to drive her there. With that chair in the trunk. Tracy Harris was there. And so he went around there in the back. And by the time she got around the back, she was just walking fine. And then he went around there and he said, you get rid of that chair. She said, I certainly will. Glory to God. Thank kidney stones are being healed right now. I just heard the Lord say that. Hallelujah. All kinds of eye problems are being healed right now. There are people in this area of their shoulder that haven't been able to raise it up, but you can do it now. You can do what you couldn't do before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All problems in the sinus areas in through here. Ears are being healed by the power of God. Glory to God. Thank you. Ears are opening up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There it is, verse 16. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. The faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the glory to God, in the presence of you all. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And then there's Paul and Silas. Started out as Saul of Tarsus and became Paul the apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this man, this Paul, oh dear God. And he said, I was in Arabia. Well, the way it's worded, it looks like he was in Arabia for 3 years, but it doesn't say that. No, he said then after 3 years. He spent time out there in that Arabian desert, and that's the reason he could write, and that's the reason he said, whether in the body, out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows. And then you see over there, he wrote a letter to the Corinthians, and he said, I received this from the Lord. So what we know as communion, Jesus, by his Spirit, taught it to the Apostle Paul. Yes. Amen. Out there in that Arabian desert. Thank you, Jesus. That's the reason the book of Hebrews is so powerful. The Apostle Paul wrote that. And you get into the commentaries. We just really don't know who the author is. Well, he talked about Timothy. And besides that, Kenneth Hagin, he was in Rockwall, Texas, and had this, he kept hearing, come up here, come up to the throne of God. So now he said, I don't like to be bothered. And the third time he looked up, and there was Jesus right there. He said, come up here, come up to the throne of God. He said later, when first time he was ever in an airplane, he said, we were going through clouds. But see, it was his spirit that was with him. It was that real to him. And then and there they came, come up to the throne of God. And he said, then when I was around the throne, I could see him. And he said, his eyes said, look like pools of love. And he said, I fell at his feet and put my hands on his. He said, get up. He said, I'm so unworthy. He said, get up. I did not make any new creatures unworthy because I made you my righteousness. Get up from there. He said, he began to talk to him. Put his finger in the hand, and his hands would burn like fire in the healing ministry. And he said, I asked him, I said, did Paul write the book of Hebrews? You know what Jesus said? Well, of course he did. Of course he did. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's here right now. Yes. I said, he's here. Yes. He is here. His spirit is here. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Right across the front part of the shin bones right in here, being healed through this part of the legs. Oh, glory to God. Back, you can just straighten it back up. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Liver problems. Somebody received a new liver.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. A new one. A new one. He's got parts. He has parts. He has new hearts. Now, why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people make bad choices. And I heard the Lord say years ago, start walking and don't stop. Amen. I did for a little while and I stopped. And I was preaching for Mike Barber under the big tent. And there were tornadoes and thunderstorms all the way around that tent is set up inside a prison there in Texas. And when they saw the radar, that all the storms came up there and just went around that tent was in that prison and went on. I got a little short of breath. No pain. None. So they checked out my heart and checked out the blood flow. No blood flow problem. I had one artery that was blocked, but it bypassed itself. But I preached myself to exhaustion twice because I wasn't listening to God and I stopped walking. So they put in this pacemaker. And this, I didn't know it, but it had a defibrillator in it. Well, I started walking all right because of my flight physical and all that. But there's what they call the Bruce Protocol, and the Bruce Protocol is a heart stress test. It's 9 minutes long. And so I just immediately started training. And on the treadmill and so forth, and just started out taking it easy. And came to the place where I was doing the Bruce Protocol at home on my treadmill with the defibrillator in place and didn't set it off. So, the tech rep came out, paired up with the pacemaker, and turned the defibrillator off because I don't need it. Amen. Hallelujah. But if I'd been obedient to God, I wouldn't have the thing today. I waited until it... That's the reason it happened. The Lord was way ahead of me. But nevertheless, I have my flight physical in my pocket. Glory to God. Turn that thing off because I don't need it. The point I'm making, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Isn't that what Jesus' mother said? Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And don't wait until you fall on the floor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Yes. Rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Today is the day the Lord has made. Yes. And today is healing day. Yes. Today is healing day. Today is healing day all over this audience, all over this world. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Stand on your feet, please. And just begin to bless him and praise him. Just begin to bless him and praise him. Just begin to bless him. Begin to bless him and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn over here to Philippians 3. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Now I want you to make this confession with your mouth, and I want you, if you want to close your eyes, and I want you to be bold about it. I want you to shout it in the name of, are you ready?
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
Yes.
I have been made alive in Christ.
He was raised up from the dead.
I was raised up with him.
I'm seated with him
in heavenly places.
I have received his resurrection life.
Resurrection life
is energizing my spirit,
my soul,
and my body.
Resurrection life is working in my body now.
I'm getting stronger every day.
My eyes are seeing clearer.
My ears are hearing better.
My mind is functioning stronger.
My bones.
My organs.
My nerves.
My ligaments.
My joints.
My heart.
My lungs.
My brain.
My blood
is being supercharged
with the resurrection life of God.
No disease
can touch me.
No sickness can enter my body.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yet not I,
but Christ lives in me.
And the life I now live
in the flesh,
I live by faith
of the Son of God,
who loved me
and gave himself for me.
The same Spirit
that defeated death,
defeated hell,
defeated the grave,
is living in me now.
The same Spirit
that raised Jesus from the dead
is in me.
The same Spirit.
I said the same Spirit.
Resurrection life
is making alive my mortal flesh.
The resurrection life of Jesus
is made manifest in my body.
Now.
Right now.
Jesus is alive.
So am I.
I am healed.
Give him praise.
I'm Dawn Anderson from San Antonio, Texas. 2.5 years ago, I had a heart attack and had a stent put in my heart. Last year, Brother Copeland was laying hands on everybody and I was believing for a new heart. He had mentioned, you know, he was doing that too. He had called himself Kenneth Newhart. I started calling myself Dawn Newhart. Before that first test, I said, okay, I've been prayed over. My pastors have prayed over me. I am healed. I'm going to believe the very best for this. I'm not going to have this anymore. And I felt better. Right before the test, I started feeling better. During the test, I was feeling really good.
Brother Copeland, this is Dawn Anderson. She's a fellow Texan from San Antonio.
Wow, praise God.
She has had, over the last year, a year ago when she was here, she prayed for a new heart. You laid hands on her and
yes,
she prayed for a new
right
heart.
Right here in this church. Yes, I did.
And since then, at that time, she had strong symptoms. Her heart was a mess. She has been fully healed. She has no meds. She has the medical images to prove she has a brand new heart.
But he specifically said, I don't have congestive heart failure. I don't have an enlarged heart. No blockages. No new medicine. Less medicine than I've had in 2 years. No statin. Got me off the statin. Wow. And I have less blood pressure medicine. Praise God.
Yes, come on, somebody. Praise God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
Are you ready to experience a life of divine health, vitality, and victory? Introducing the Harvest of Health Package, a collection designed to empower you and elevate your health. Turn on healing scriptures and let the Word of God guide you on a journey of faith and healing. Listen as Kenneth Copeland reads anointed healing scriptures. Defeat doubts and receive your healing, allowing the transformative power of God's Word to get into your heart and flow through you. Explore the profound revelations in Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Discover the will of God in action through the ministry of Jesus. Dive into overwhelming scriptural evidence that without a doubt, it is God's plan to heal today just as in the time when Jesus healed them all. And for those committed to living in divine health every day, the Harvest of Health mini book by Gloria Copeland is your guide. Don't wait for an emergency. Start feeding on healing scriptures now. Learn how to sow the word of God into your heart and reap a harvest of health in your life every day. Because now is the time to embark on a journey to a healthier, more abundant life. Order your free copy of the Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Sow the word of God into your heart daily and live in divine health. Feed your spirit on the word and stay ready to reap your harvest of health every day. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 012-285-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the times.
You will bring honor to God when you increase in your fruitfulness. God has so much more in store for you than what you've already experienced.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Brother Copeland has taught us that prayer is the blueprint for success in every area of life. James 5:16 tells us, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Effective prayer makes tremendous power available, praise God. If you're standing for your healing or you need prayer for anything else, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line you can call. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God, and when you call them, they will pray the Scriptures in faith with you. Receive God's Word in your heart today. Give it your undivided attention and act on it. Make the decision to come to the place where the Word of God is the final authority in your life. And you don't have to be moved by what you see or feel, just be moved by the Word of God. We have prayer ministers in all our KCM offices around the world. Go to kcm.org to contact the one nearest you. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.